It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Bonks Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone logged in right now on to the show, actually.
May lag.
Medyo may konting lag ng slight.
So today it's going to be a different episode. We've got our special co-DJ.
Yeah,
it's
going to be okay.
What?
Thursday. It's going to be okay Thursday.
Yeah, there you go. So thank you, Sarah, for joining me because my two co-hosts are down for the count.
Right.
Yeah, they're...
AKA avoiding you and don't like you very much anymore.
Not really. They say, Gina was saying it's for... You know, going on vacation for 11 days.
Wow!
Yeah.
And
then they really, both health issues, both co-hosts have health issues that they have to
they
address.
Have to, yeah. So let's wish them...
I know. Get well soon to both of them. But thank you for joining me. And we do have a top 10 for today. It is summer, right?
And I'm not sure. I've been sweating the last few days profusely.
It's a little cold, but yeah, it is summer. No, so you know what goes with summer? Summer jobs.
Summer jobs.
Diba? So we are looking for the top 10 funny summer jobs.
I like this.
Diba? So, okay, thank you to me, my answer, for suggesting this. The example he gave was... funny summer jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Ang iyong job taga blow ng salbabida sa resort.
Ay, funny nga yun.
Oh my
gosh. Imagine mo, parang everything.
Oo, tapos ang dami-daming bata, lahat may salbabida. Oh, tapos ikaw ang taga blow ng mga...
What a job.
Salbabida. That's how we say it in Spanish.
Salbabida.
Yes. And in Spanish, we say
salbabida.
Para maikli lang yung deal.
Like,
in Spanish, we call it have a vida.
The blowing of the job. What? So,
yes.
So, that was one example
example.
A funny summer job.
Summer job. Okay.
Do you have any?
Taga
sumagwa.
Ikaw yung taga-lick ng... Yung mga ice cream na natutunaw.
Ay! Oh, diba? Bayaran ka nila para saluhin yung natin.
Para yung mga kumakain na ice cream. They don't have to... Diba usually
panic.
Lick the apa
around. Yeah.
Dun sa may rim.
Para hindi na nila problema.
Para hindi na. Diba ikaw na yung taga... So, pero kailangan din nila napapansin.
Oo. Tapos kailangan mabilis ka.
Dapat mabilis ka talaga.
Kailangan mahuli mo agad.
So kung 20 yung may dalang ice cream, 20 mo siyang didilaan, di ba?
Wow.
Party.
That is a very difficult job.
Oh, yeah.
Kala mo lang madali.
Tapos minsan pa.
Kala mo lang masaya.
Pag dirty ice cream, yung maliit pa na apa.
Ay.
So mas mahirap
yun.
Pero
hindi masyado masaya yun.
Pero kung kaya mo naman.
Oo, sa bagay.
Talaga, ha? Hindi masaya pag maliit. Okay, so... If you want to join us for today,
Hindi, wala.
Mas mahirap kasi.
Mahirapan ka kasi parang, di ba,
tsaka mas mahirap.
Mas challenging kasi maliit lang yung apa.
Tsaka dapat hindi obvious.
Oo, paano yun? Kung maliit lang. Mm-hmm.
So, if you want to join us for today, the top 10 funny summer jobs, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag funny summer jobs.
All right, there you go. This one goes on all the way till 10 o'clock today.
Yes,
we're going to be pausing for a short break. Join us, okay? Coming your way right after this break, something from Lucky Yuke and Kobe Calic.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
Monts Radio RX 93.1, and we've got our first news bit for today.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, news came out that Kate Upton and P. Diddy are rumored to be dating.
Ooh.
But. Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue cover girl Kate Upton and rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs were reportedly spotted making out all over the VIP room of a Miami nightclub last week. But both stars have now come out to say that the story is completely false.
Ah.
New York Daily News gossip column Confidential reported on Tuesday that eyewitnesses at Miami's LIV club spotted Diddy and Upton, quote-unquote, sucking face on March 24 when the rapper was hosting a party there. The source said they were kissing. They weren't hiding it. Now, Upton, 20, split from Detroit Tigers pitcher Justin Verlander back in Feb, although the couple never confirmed they were dating or not, when she revealed that she was single on Valentine's Day. And Diddy, 43, has been linked to singer Cassie. They hinted at a relationship via their Twitter pages back in September. Now, unfortunately, it sounds like we won't be getting a Diddy up anytime soon. Combs tweeted on Wednesday, "Attention all media. I don't even know Kate Upton personally. I'm not dating her. What's being reported is not true. End of story." Now, Upton also shares the sentiment. She tweeted, "Really? Not at all true." The two stars, however, reportedly had dinner together last Thursday at the Gemma restaurant at the Bowery Hotel in New York City.
So maybe they did kind of link up after.
Maybe. But it's kind of weird that Diddy would say that he doesn't even know. Because there's a difference between we're not dating and I don't even know
her. No, maybe he means that he doesn't know her personally and they've never met.
Oh, okay. But then they had dinner.
Oh, wait. So the denial came after they were spotted having dinner.
I don't think so. Because remember, they were supposedly seen Tuesday, right? So that was a Tuesday. But it says here they had dinner together last Thursday.
Okay.
It's a Thursday palang today, so it can't be now because it will be Wednesday palang in the U.S., right. Diba? So it would have been last Thursday. So it's kind of inconsistent.
It is.
They were really
spotted.
If they really had dinner.
Yeah.
Because we're not really sure. It's just, again, it's just a source.
Yeah, a rumor. You know? Okay.
But what a pairing. It'll be a power pairing.
Power couple. That power is couple. Quite the in thing right now. Diba? So I wouldn't be surprised if they do actually start or finally meet after this.
Yeah, and she is such the it girl.
She is right now. She's very hot.
So
at the moment.
If she becomes Diddy's girl, oh my gosh, because malaki kanyang Diddy.
No, she is a Diddy girl.
She's got big Diddy. So bagay sila ni P. Diddy.
Puff Diddy.
Kasi malaking Diddy niya. So bagay na bagay.
Pwede sila, no? Pwede.
Malaking Diddy.
Pwede si Diddy and
Kid Upton.
617. Ay, ay, ay.
No, because it's Diddy.
Really? I was so afraid of being on the show again. Yeah. My mind. My pure, innocent mind.
Really? Really? Yeah. Okay, so it's
more
not true.
Mm-hmm.
No Upton Diddy.
Ah, okay. Pero yung sa Diddy, si Diddy.
Si Diddy, hindi naman daw niya kilala si
Diddy. Dili sila magkakilala. Okay. Okay, sige, pwede na.
Okay, so
okay na.
We've got, okay, next up, we've got Sharon Stone naman and Kate Moss.
Why did
To lips over the weekend.
Lip to lip?
Mm-mm. Sharon Stone and Kate Moss. Si Tita Shawi.
Who's Tita Katie? Mm-mm. Grabe yan.
As in,
ha? Okay.
Lips to lips. I'll tell you what happened, okay? But it's for a good cause.
Okay.
Okay. So if you want to know about more
the
of that,
deets, yeah.
We'll give it to you next hour. But for now, you're still on The Morning Rush with Chico and Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi kayo magsisisi if you listen to us.
Ganda ng tagline.
Hindi kayo magsisisi.
CNC.
Pag nakinig kayo.
Hindi kayo magsisisi.
So, next hour, we've got more. Only here on Summer's Hottest Monster Radio, RX93.1.
And we have
this thing.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
There you go.
I like this bed.
I do not.
You do not?
No, I actually like it, but it bothers me.
Why?
It reminds me of a song that I can't seem to figure out what song it is.
Okay,
it actually sounds like a song.
It does?
It does sound like a song. And like from the 80s, I don't know, one of those moody songs in the 80s that I can't seem to remember. But it's almost there. Like, you know, like you can see it in your peripheral vision.
Okay.
You can see it like...
It's right there. It's right there.
But I can't seem to...
Yeah.
It's that song.
Also, like when you're dreaming and there's some... But there's no face. There's someone there, but there's no face.
Yeah. It always... It's been bothering me.
So yeah, we'll try to figure that one out. If you can help us out.
Yes.
That would be great.
And thank you to Mimi Esther and Chenong for suggesting the top 10 funny summer jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Let's read some of them.
Okay.
Let's start off with Madmat Mark. Ikaw ang tagabantay sa gatas.
No.
Sad.
Hanggang maging evaporada. So, hihintay mo
siya. Wow! That is the most exciting job, I would say. Medyo mahirap yun, ha?
Well, okay. Because those are like the, ano, diba? The,
what?
The states of liquid. Mm-hmm. Diba? There's, it evaporates, right. It condenses. So, bakit, why is evaporated milk called evaporated milk? Kung may milk kapang nakikita. Why is it called condensed milk? Like, do they like heat it up and then...
And then...
And then it, when it condenses, that's clouds of milk na siya.
I like how you're overanalyzing this.
Diba?
But I don't know either. Yeah, condensed milk.
These are like the parang... Diba yung
the cycles
heights. Of water.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Paano so meron bang precipitated with milk? Diba? When you think about... I mean, I know the difference. Evaporated is... Like condensed is sweeter. Mm-hmm. It's got more sugar.
Yeah.
But... Why do they call it condensed and
why
evaporated?
Did they choose those particular
And
things?
Why evaporated when it hasn't evaporated? It's still there.
It's a question that we will have to ponder on for the rest of our lives.
Technically, pag evaporated milk, dapat pag bukas mo
wala
lang
na.
Can, it's milk vapors.
Uh-oh.
Parang it evaporated.
Hulihin mo na lang.
Diba? Parang dinidilaan mo yung air. Uh-oh. And then also, let's see here. Camilo says, ikaw ang nagpapaalis sa mga hipon sa beach. Ang sama!
Maldito talaga.
That's all you do. Nasa beach
papaalis
lang.
Mo sila.
Parang, huwag ka dito.
Nakita mo ba yung rules namin?
Allergic ang mga tao dito sa hipon. Di ba?
Mag-t-shirt ka nga.
Oo. Hindi, mag-mask.
Ay, sorry, mag-mask. Wait a minute, mag-mask ka.
Mag-ubad ka. Mag-shirtless ka. Tapos mag-mask.
Oh my God.
Ang sama.
Buti na lang hindi tayo napapalis sa beach, no?
Oo nga.
Baliktad kasi.
Sa ganda ng katawan natin.
Sa ganda. Pero hanggang face naman.
Hanggang face naman. Oh, hindi yung hipon.
Hindi yun. Pala balikal. Kala ko baliktad.
Balikalan?
Hindi, baliktad ng hipon. The face value lang.
Hindi.
Medyo masakit din pala yun.
Temporary. Ang baliktad ng hipon, lollipop.
Lollipop. So hindi naman
kasi
agad.
Kasi ulo lang ang okay.
Hindi naman.
OMGN says, funny summer jobs, interpreter ni Mahal. So lahat ng TV appearances niya, nandun ka. Tapos taga-interpret ka kung ano ibig sabihin.
Hindi kita,
Kati-kati.
Hindi kita, ang si Jim Boy,
Oo nga, no? Oh my gosh.
Mr. Jim Boy. That's not the real song.
No. But did you see that video?
No, which one?
Yung, apparently, di ba they had this, di ba Jim Boy is... She made a song about him.
Okay.
And then sort of implying that he was gay.
Okay.
And then he was going...
He retaliated.
He retaliated by suing her for libel.
Oh my God.
And then she went on national TV crying. Na parang, how could you
she
do that?
She pulled a Chris Aquino?
Yeah. Because she was like, my dad couldn't sleep anymore because mm-hmm. of the stress of you suing me. Mm-hmm. That sort of thing.
Man.
It was on TV.
And... Pagka ikaw yung translator ni Mahal.
There were subtitles.
Oh, wow.
And then, well, it was on YouTube. Oh. There was, but of course, when it
was showing
live,
it helps, lalo na if pa. Oo.
It wasn't naman.
Pero imagine subtitle. Mo, kung yun yung trabaho mo, you're with her in
exactly.
all those occasions. Sikat ka rin.
Di ba? And then, OMGN says, ikaw yung tagalista ng noisy sa palengke. Para sa school, di ba? Pero can you imagine sa palengke, lahat maingay.
Kahit yung mga patay na iluluto na, medyo maingay pa rin.
Di ba? Madmat Mark says, ikaw yung taga-kuha ng order sa drive-thru. Nasa loob ka ng box. Tapos meron ka malit na ballpen and paper. Tagalista ka.
And then,
OMGN says, ikaw yung taga-tulak ng Anchors Away. Anong ka sa dulo? Ano yung sa swing?
Parang swing lang.
Ikaw yung taga-tulak ng Anchors Away.
Ang hirap na.
Nandun ka sa ituktok ng ano. And then, that guy marked X says, ikaw yung taga-kaskas ng yelo na pumapatak sa Winter Wonderland ng Star City. Meron kayong yung pangkudkod ng yelo. Tapos nandun ka lang sa ituktok para it's snowing.
Tatatakbo ka all over the place.
All over the place.
The entire place, diba? Merong ano.
Chenong says, ikaw yung nasa loob ng Xerox machine. Meron kang camera para taga-flash ka ng ilaw.
Tapos
isusulat mo yung pinapasirok.
Isa-drawing mo.
Oo. Anto J says, ikaw yung taga-crush ng ice.
Mm-hmm.
Yung sa gawaan ng halo-halo. Pero gamit mo tinidor.
Summer job yun. Medyo malakas yun.
Malakas
summer,
yun ha. Everybody loves halo-halo. Mm-hmm. And also, Chenong says, ikaw yung taga-timpla ng tubig sa dagat. Ikaw yung taga-lagay ng asin at taga-halo. Tapos titikman mo.
Pwede na.
Kulang pa. Nandun ka lang sa isang corner ng ocean. Tapos taga-mix ka lang. Kulang pa. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 funny summer jobs comes from Cinco Wengtor.
And Cinco Wengtor says,
your job will be a portable aircon.
Ooh.
How do you do it?
How?
Maglalagay ka ng ice sa bibig mo, tapos...
Pwede rin yung, ano, yung mga icy or menthol candies.
Oo.
Pwede na rin yun.
So imagine mo, kunyari, grand ballroom ng kunyari...
Big event. VIPs.
Mm. Nando ka lang, marami kang dalang ice
nakasuit cubes. Nakasuit ka naman.
Tapos...
There was a commercial before that was something like that, diba?
Really?
Yeah.
That was his job?
No. I mean, they were blowing ice.
Ah, well, yeah. Even toothpaste.
Yeah. Usually.
Ice lab. All right, so there you go. The top 10 funny summer jobs. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag funny summer jobs.
All right, there you go. We're going to do another batch in just a little while. For now, though, we're going to give you a song that was requested by someone on Twitter, Miss Ocampo. Here you go. Something from Keisha Cole, Trust and Believe on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part two.
Hi. The relaxing sound.
This is the life.
Of dragons.
Not really.
I love it.
I feel like I'm in Lord of the Rings. That's
diba?
What I'm feeling.
So like parang those medieval
I feel like I'm in a Lord of the Rings parody or something.
I love it. Okay, so we've got our top 10 for today. Thank you to Mima Aster and Chenong for suggesting this. Let's see here. Dwayne B, okay. Ikaw ang tagatanggal ng buhok sa itlog.
Itlog?
Ng balot.
Oh!
Yung, di ba, yung pagpag, yung sa sisiyo?
Okay, I haven't had balot in a really long time. So, gano'ng kadami yung buhok sa...
Depende kung gano'ng kalaki yung sisiyo. Depende. Kasi di ba, pag medyo magulang na yung sisiyo, mabuhok na siya. Kasi it's not feathers yet, eh.
Right.
Parang it's more like...
Like just like strands of hair.
Oo. And then, when it's young, it's okay.
Okay.
Because hindi pa siya masyado mabuhok pag bata pa. Pero pag mabuhok na siya, ibig sabihin, it's about to hatch. And sometimes, buo na yung bird. Yung parang, kita mo na yung beak, kita mo na yung eyes. Have you ever eaten that?
You know, I'm not quite sure if I have actually. Maybe when I was young.
Yeah, I used to. Yeah. It's so weird. When I was young,
it was the in thing.
The bird was my favorite.
What?
Hindi, di ba yung sisiyo? Actually, it's not a sisiyo. Because sisiyo was a baby, it's a chick.
So, before...
It's a baby duck.
Okay.
So, I used to love eating it.
Really?
But for some strange reason.
Explains a lot, really.
As I grew up, parang I really find it disgusting. So, it's kind of weird. I don't know what happened. Like sushi, same thing. When I was young, I loved sushi.
Okay.
And then now that I'm older, parang ayoko na siya. I don't know.
You grew out of it then, no?
I guess. But to the point na, not just, I don't, it's not my favorite, pero now I really don't like it.
I don't eat sushi ever.
I don't eat balut.
Oh, I don't understand the sushi part, but okay, I understand the balut part.
I mean, I eat sushi kung kunyari nasa maki na siya or...
Pero alone, standalone?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. I don't know, it's weird. But I used to love it.
Do you remember ever having a balut na may hair pa?
Yeah, all the time. I didn't mind. I would be so ano pa, I would be like...
Excited.
I'd talk to the duck pa.
Okay.
I'd move pa the beak and I'm like, please don't eat me.
From interesting na cute ngayon, weird na.
No, because it would beg me for its life.
Really?
Don't eat me,
please,
don't eat
Chico,
me. And then I'd chomp the head off.
Me. Oh.
I decapitate it.
Oh my God.
And then I'd pretend
what
pa na...
What kind of childhood did diba? You have?
I'd pretend pa it's like wriggling after I bite the head off. And I'm like, you're not spared, chomp. You know, and I didn't mind, even if it was big na, parang if it looked like a duck na.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sometimes I'd tear off the beak first.
No, I can't imagine you doing
it. It would be like a beakless
duck.
And you would enjoy every second of it.
Yeah, because I'd name it Donald.
Hi, Donald.
Yeah, really.
Talaga.
Weird.
Don't you get attached when you name them?
No. Not for balut.
Cruel.
Nah. It's not alive naman. It's
but
dead.
But still, it has a name.
It's okay. Camilo says, ikaw ang tagalagay ng lotion sa mga sexy at marinade sa mga chubby. Ang sama mo talaga, Camila. Ang tubo mo, bad.
Di siya makaget over the
oh,
din.
Oh. And then, OMGN says, ikaw yung taga-CPR. Pero, nang pangit.
Ay,
yung
lifeguard ang
taga-CPR. Yung lifeguard, siya yung taga-CPR sa mga sexy. Ikaw yung taga-CPR ng mga pangit. Kaya nga binabayaran eh, di ba?
Sipin mo na lang, practice lang yun.
Si Coengtor says, ikaw ang taga-bugbog ng mga nagigiyomi.
What is giyomi? Please.
Are you kidding me?
I really don't know. I'm not, please, you're
Seriously.
Staring me with your eyes.
Okay, it's kind of annoying, but it's a new thing. It's Harlem Shuffle.
Harlem
so now
Shake.
It's Giyomi. I mean, Harlem Shake.
Kinala mo yung shuffle.
And then, you're supposed to be as cute as... It's a song.
Okay,
it's a Korean song.
Let me take out the bed.
And then, you're supposed to do the hand movements and the gestures. Okay?
What hand movements and gestures?
Well, it's a song kasi.
Okay.
So you're supposed to... And there's a... You know, there are hand gestures that go with the song.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be as cute as you can be. And while you're doing the song. Okay?
Okay.
So... Okay, she's watching. You're supposed to do all the hand gestures. And you're supposed to be as cute as you can. Actually, wait. This is not a good example because she's actually cute.
Okay.
Because there are some na medyo kinda...
Uncute. Non-cute.
Yung
mga bawal sa beach.
So iba, parang they're gunning for cute.
Okay, let's hear it.
Pero...
Oh no. Oh dear.
Diba, hindi siya cute? Don't say ha kung ano yung pangalan ng video.
Hindi siya sabihin, pero medyo...
Hindi siya cute.
Oh my gosh, taga rito siya.
Yes, Pilipina yan. Diba, hindi siya cute?
Camilo, just so you know, ito yung linalagay ng marinade.
Diba? Diba, hindi siya masyadong cute. Now, here's the thing.
Okay, what is the thing?
There are actually like guy versions.
No.
Yes.
Don't tell me you've made one already.
No.
You will fail.
No.
Okay. You're planning to make one.
No.
I can see it in your eyes.
No, pero ito in fairness.
Okay,
pero ito in fairness.
Hi.
Ah, pero notice ah, hindi nakangiwi si Sarah. Hindi siya nakangiwi ah. Akala ko ba may bitchy comment ka? Bakit parang suddenly wala kang masabi?
Ang ganda.
Pero this is what I'm saying, di ba?
Gwapo nung TV sa likod niya.
Pag cute sila, you don't mind.
Yeah.
But when they're not cute, you kind of mind. And remember, that's the thing for ano eh, that's the thing for Giyomi.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Medyo malakas ang confidence mo pag gumawa ka kasi you think you're cute. Unless it's a parody. Pero pag nakita mo yung kinakareer nila, nagpapakit sila, feeling nila cute sila.
Cute talaga sila.
Only cute people can actually do Giyomi eh. Parang, or at least it's supposed to be about cuteness.
Whoever came up with this?
Well, the singer is Korean, and there's no actual video for the original.
Okay.
Parang, or at least...
Parody video na naman.
No, it's not a parody, but I think it was released, I'm not sure, don't quote me, but parang it was a digitally released, ano lang. So it's not really like a song, but it caught fire.
Right.
And everyone saw it. But I don't know where they're getting the hand gestures.
Exactly, parang, that's what I'm curious about.
There's a template.
Kind of like with the Harlem Shake, diba?
Yeah.
Someone made a parody video of something that they found online with people singing or dancing to that.
Oh, no. The original kasi is an actual video na it's a parang it's a frat or a
yun
college
na nga.
Thing.
And then,
so, ginaya lang nila
ginaya yun. Ginaya nga yun.
Pero kasi ito, but if you Google the original wala siyang, ang video niya yung parang may gestures. Ano lang, yung parang merong car gen lang. So I don't know where they're getting the gestures from.
Help us out here.
I know.
We're curious. I think we plan to make one. No?
So, Nox, kasi cute kami. No,
cute kasi kami.
And Mad Mutt Mark says, ang funny summer jobs na entry niya, ikaw ang security guard sa nude beach. So okay. Ikaw ang taga-kapkap. Remember, kaya ako nagkakapkap kasi nakadamit sila.
Uh-oh.
So kung wala,
bakit? Baka may tinatago pa rin.
Custer Winston says, ikaw ang taga-supply ng breast milk sa mga may sore eyes.
Huh?
Diba? They say.
What?
But it's not true. I mean, they say it's not true. But people say, pag may sore eyes ka, papatakan mo ng breast milk.
No, I've never heard this.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's a traditional parang cure for sore eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really
papatakan
odd.
Mo ng breast milk. Not directly from the source. I mean, get it and then you can drop it with a dropper.
And they say it'll go away.
Not straight from the container, the original container. Yeah, but supposedly. But doctors have been quick to say
that it's not.
It's actually harmful.
Okay.
Because remember, that's milk.
Right.
And it can actually harbor bacteria.
Yeah.
Diba? So don't put it in sore eyes. It's already infected.
Infected, yeah.
And Boy Bakal says, ikaw ang taga-sort ng buhangin sa beach. According to laki ng butil.
And gulay.
Hindi kasi, diba, even in Boracay,
yeah.
Parang the farther you are from the water, parang the less buo the sand is. Or
the finer it becomes.
Yeah. And then sometimes, per area, merong area super powdery talaga yung sand. And then some areas, medyo pebblish na siya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So ikaw yung magsusort ng lahat ng yun.
Ikaw yung magsusort.
Kaya man.
And the top, funny summer jobs, comes from OMGN.
OMGN says,
ikaw yung taga utot sa jacuzzi para may bubbles.
A bubble!
Yeah!
Oh! Eh, kailangan maraming bubbles, di ba?
Oo, oh, so tuloy-tuloy ka dapat. At saka kung maraming jacuzzi, dapat lipat ka ng lipat. Di ba? So you have to fart in each jacuzzi.
Oh my God, thank you, OMG. And I don't think I'm ever entering a jacuzzi ever again.
Yeah, yeah. Ikaw yung taga-bubbles ng jacuzzi.
Pwede rin naman kung hindi yun yung way of creating bubbles. Ikaw yung bababa sa tubig tapos magbublow
pa. Pwede rin. Pag kunyari medyo hindi ka gassy today.
Oh, hindi ka naman. Oh.
Then you can do it orally. Diba? So there.
Okay.
Okay. So if you want to join us for today, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag funny summer jobs.
All right. Do that for now. We're giving you a song that has been requested and we're coming back with some news for you guys.
Yes.
So watch out for that. This time giving you something from Ms. Carly Rae Jepsen. Tonight I'm getting over you on Summer's Hottest Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the news. And like we teased you last hour, just call it basic instinct. Sharon Stone and Kate Moss locked lips over the weekend, but all in the name of a good cause. The women were at Amfar's Inspiration Gala in Sao Paulo, Brazil on Friday when the kiss occurred. During the auction part of the evening, the item up for bid was a bottle of Moët and Chandon. Is that how you say it?
I think so, yeah.
Moët and Chandon. Champagne, which was autographed by the British supermodel and the actress, who were both chairs for the event. As bidding kicked off, Moss spontaneously decided to up the ante on the item and announced to the crowd that she would also include a kiss for the lucky winner.
Wow.
Stone, who was the MC, called Moss up on stage, and in an effort to demonstrate Moss's kissing skills, the women locked lips.
Oh my!
Wow. Their auction item ended up selling for $50,000, according to Amfar, which contributed towards a total of $2.3 million raised during the evening for AIDS research.
Not bad.
When it came time for Moss to kiss the man who won the auction package, she disappeared to apply her lipstick. And when she returned, she made out with him for at least 2 minutes.
Whoa!
Witnesses told OMG that jaws were on the ground over how into the smooch session she was. As in, it wasn't just like one of those, wala lang, lips to lips.
Two minutes.
She was making out with him.
I wonder what he looked like.
I don't know. But at least.
Yeah, it was for a cause.
It was for a cause.
Good on her.
And despite the kiss, both women are otherwise spoken for. Stone is dating Argentinian model Martin Mica, who was in the audience. Moss has been married to rocker Jamie Hintz, who wasn't in attendance since 2011. Nice.
Wow. Good on these ladies for, you know, being game for all that. Because yeah. They did it.
And it's for a good cause.
Yes.
For you know, I mean, I think it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all for fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think, you know, she was cheating or anything.
I'm sure the guy understood.
Exactly. All right. So that's what we are looking for. I mean, that is the news for this hour. Mm-hmm. Next up, we've got more news tidbits here on The Morning Rush. But for now, you are still listening to Summer's Hottest Monster Radio RX
93.1. Summer's Hottest Monster Radio RX 93.1. Something from Queen Bee, Beyonce, and Kanye West, Ego. Right here on The Morning Rush, you've got Chico and Sarah. And this time we've got...
Like monkey eating.
What?
Monkey eating.
Why did I say monkey eating?
Ego.
Ay, who are you? You talk like...
Yeah.
You've been talking to Cooper too much.
Monkey eating ego. Diba?
Koopa.
Koopa.
Oh, it's so cute.
No, it's so cute. Did you see the video? Del posted.
Yeah.
What's your name? He goes, Koopa. No, what's your name? Koopa. No, what's your name?
Koopa.
Meron siyang enunciate.
Cute siguro pagka siya gumawa. Pero,
di ba?
Ang cute though.
Ako rin naman ha. Koopa. Di ba ang cute?
Hindi po. Hindi.
Ayo po, Koopa. Alright, so.
Tama na po.
Please po. We've got the top 10 for today. Thank you to, let me see here, Mimai, Aster, and Chenong for suggesting this. Let's start off with Camilo.
Okay, Camilo says.
We're doing the top 10 funny summer jobs,
yes.
By the way. Since oily na rin ang noo mo, ikaw na ang mag-supply ng body oil sa mga nagsasunbathing. Bad ka.
Bad, kikita ka.
Kikita ka. Mm-hmm. And also,
Ilad Villanueva says,
ikaw ang tagapunas ng kilikili sa billboard ni Delamar in case pagpawisan.
I know for a fact madaming tatanggap ng summer
ng job
na
yun. Ha? Oh.
Oh.
Also, let's see here. Chenong says, ikaw yung harness ng zipline. So, akap mo yung tao with one hand, ikaw yung naka...
Ang hirap na natin, kamay mo yung nandun sa wire.
Kasi kung lalagyan mo ng pandulas para hindi masakit. And also, okay. Yes. Also, wait.
Grabe ka po.
coming from Ilad Villanueva.
Yes.
Ikaw yung, di ba sa Boracay, usong-uso yung, if you're in Boracay, you have your hair braided.
Di
ba?
Henna tattoo.
Ayun. Tapos meron kang t-shirt na I love
Boracay.
Tapos meron kang shorts na jeans.
Huh?
Jeans na, no, I mean like denim shorts. Uh-oh. Na super short. Tapos yung nagninis-nis na yung...
Hey, how dare you? May mga ganun ako.
Hindi, pero in conjunction with the
dapat
braid.
Dapat
the whole look.
May Boracay 101 talaga ako eh.
Oo.
Sige, gawin natin yan.
Oh, sige, gawin
Boracay
natin
yan. Boracay 101.
Bukas, epic pick natin.
Pwede yan.
Naka-braid ka, naka-I love Boracay, naka-henna tattoo ka, naka-sige. Short shorts na denim na nagninis-nis na.
Gusto ka yan.
Yun.
Sige.
Dapat tayong dalawa.
Oo.
Dapat tayo. Mahirap i-braid yung buhok ko, pero sige.
Sige. Gagawin natin para
yan. Yung version ni Ilad Villanueva, taga-braid ka ng buhok sa Boracay.
Mm.
Buhok ng kilikili.
Kasi nga naman, hindi pa nila nagagawa yung ginawa ni Dele. So may buhok pa sila sa kilikili.
Kiko Monster says, ikaw yung human chocolate mold.
Oh.
Yun ang job mo, ha? Sorry. Yun ang funny summer job mo. Dun minomold yung kisses sa pusod mo.
Oh! Sabagay, nakahiga ka lang.
Oh, nakahiga ka lang. Tapos yung chocolate, hintay natin lumamig. Tapos, yun.
Uh-oh.
Camilo says, ikaw ang tagahawak ng kamay ng mga nag-iisa at sa wing naglalakad sa beach habang ang ganda ng sunset.
Aww. Aww.
Ang sad.
Sad na na.
Ilad Villanueva says, ikaw yung tagahuli ng mga nagsosolitaire sa mga opisina ng munisipyo. Di ba? Hiling nila
mag-solitaire. Wala naman ng minesweeper.
Wala naman. Sosie naman. Minesweeper talaga.
Okay, solitaire.
ako sa bagay.
Much paper.
Hindi, kasi at least solitaire, baraha lang eh.
Ah, hindi. I was thinking play, they were playing it in
ah,
on the desktop.
Ah, nasa bagay. Yeah. Pwede rin pala.
Yeah, desktop. Right, medyo right, ma-effort right. Yung baraha solitaire.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
I am Alex Isis. Ikaw ang tagang-uya ng Bayabas.
Mm-hmm.
Para ipanglagas sa mga batang tinutuli. Old school. Yung after they chop it off,
mm-hmm.
Ilalagay nila ng chewed up bayabas leaves.
Ah.
Yun yung parang antiseptic. Kasi diba, bayabas is actually a very good antiseptic for wounds. Diba okay. Pag naano kayong pinakaulo ang bayabas
uh-uh.
na leaves,
uh-uh.
that's what you use to
that'll
clean
help
wounds.
Heal.
Yeah, it will. Also. It really will.
So,
okay. Ikaw yung tagang-uya ng bayabas leaves pag may tinutuli.
Malaking pasasalamat nila sa'yo.
Mangangawit yung pangamo sa kakanguya. OMGN says, ikaw yung, ang job mo, ikaw yung taga-sound sa elevator. Every floor, ikaw yung ting! Nasa sulok ka lang. Nasa sulok ka lang. Tapos each time you're approaching a floor, ting!
Oh my God.
Pero may
God.
Training yun ha. Dapat tama ang timing mo.
I thought yung pag, pag yung maman ng elevator, kala ko mahirap na job na yun kasi grabe, di ba? Parang up and down,
oo,
up and down.
Diba?
Nagapindot ka. Mas mahirap pa yan.
Mas mahirap yun kasi talagang dapat...
Tsaka mas importante. Kasi some people, they don't look up eh. They're texting or whatever.
Pero, siya yung nasa loob.
Uh-oh.
May isa pa.
Ah.
Siya yung tumatakbo from floor to floor para sa mga nag-aabang naman. Ting! Kasi mas malakas sa labas, di ba? So, unahan niya dapat ng takbo pagdating niya na kanya 17th floor.
Kailangan mas importante maganda yung timing niya.
Oo, kasi right before the door opens, medyo, from the outside
medyo dapat
naman,
medyo psychic ka ng konti.
Diba?
Tang!
And to Jay says, ikaw yung tagapagpalamig, alam mo yung mga samalamig?
Samalamig.
Diba, mga cooler ang tawag dun eh, cooler. Eh, ikaw yung ambulant cooler. Ibig sabihin, nasa pedicab ka, nagpepedal ka to bring it from place to place. So, ikaw yung
ano?
Pajak na cooler. Diba? Kasi, diba? Pinapajak mo eh. Yung cooler. Diba? So, the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 funny summer jobs comes from Madmat Mark and OMGN.
Okay, what do they say?
Ikaw ang ihi detector sa pool.
Ihi?
Mga public pool sa resort. Titikman mo yung tubig.
Oh my gosh!
Just to check.
Alam mo, anyone can do this actually. Kasi yeah. You end up swallowing water from
yeah! That's why I never swim in public pools.
Lalo
pag maraming kids.
Oh
promise.
My gosh. Just biglang... Pagpasok mo, malamig pa yung water. Di ba, maya-maya, heated pool ba to?
Ba't parang uminit? Swerte ka kung naramdaman mo, you can move out. Eh, yung mga you never know na kasi they peed on the other end of the pool.
So, gross. Kailangan talaga, very important job yung magiging job mong yan.
The wee-wee detector. The public pool resort wee-wee detector.
I like it.
That's your summer job. All right, so if you want to join us for the top 10 funny summer jobs,
mm-hmm.
just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush.
Get ready.
Facebook.com/RX931.
Twitter, RX931.
For the sake of the general public. I will let you hear.
Ito na.
Diba, it's so happy.
It's like your dream coming true.
La 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 la.
I have a feeling yan ang susunod yung bed.
Diba, it's so happy.
It's actually kind of, it's growing on me.
It is.
I must admit.
It's lalo na yung ta-da-da-da-da.
Lalo na yung part na kumakanta ka ng walang lyrics.
Well, that too. Gusto mo marinig yung Hello Kitty.
Gusto ko. Please share it with
everyone.
Okay.
I'm so excited. Okay. I'll let you hear this. Wait a
guys,
minute.
You know, only the special people in Chico's lives get
only,
to hear this.
Only the special people.
So you guys should consider yourselves lucky.
Are you ready?
I am. I was born ready.
Ito
let's
na,
go.
Ito na. Ready.
Ito na, guys. Oh. Prepare yourselves.
Quiet. Everybody.
I can't believe you
great game.
It is not.
You get to build, and I was the apex of my existence. I was able to buy the strawberry jam shop.
Yes, you showed me this.
I won it.
And you bought her the strawberry clips. I remember.
Yeah.
I know.
I love you, Kitty.
Oh no.
Okay. Can I just greet some very special kids? Can I greet all
kinakayakan ni Camilo.
All the children in our family, they're all going to their judo class. Aww. Be good, ha? Follow whatever Tita Monmon says.
Okay.
Okay.
So, top hello. That person.
As in everybody?
Is going to a judo class?
Are we talking about...
This is a funny family activity, but very interesting.
So, okay, it says all the kids. So, that's Jeggy Boy.
Hi, Jeggy Boy.
That's Sophie. That's Frosty Bones, Bea. Kiara.
Those are not very pang-judo names.
I know, right?
Maybe they'll change it.
Okay, so everybody going to judo.
Hello.
Good morning. Be good. All right, so the top 10 funny summer jobs. Let's start off with... have you ever seen yung... Okay, Tony Marcopi says.
Okay.
Have you ever seen yung pang-kud-kud ng nyog?
Yeah.
When you go to diba like a grocery store.
Yeah, this is the one with the two holes?
Parang there's this rod.
Okay.
That has a tip that's
two holes.
Two holes ba 'yon?
Hindi ba 'yon 'yon?
I don't know. Pero parang it spins.
Ah, okay, para that's different.
You run the inside of the nyog so that it gets shredded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ikaw yung taga ganun pero ikaw yung iikot.
Ay.
hindi yung taga-kudkod.
Or nails mo yung gagamitin.
Nails mo yung pang-kudkod. And, oh, thank you, by the way, to me, my Astor and Chenong, for the topic for today, the top 10 funny summer jobs. All right.
Can I just say mixed reactions yung sa Hello Kitty na pinatugtog mo on air?
Yes, what are they saying?
Mostly, bakit mo hinayaan si Chico Garcia patugtugin yun? Mostly mga ganun.
Mostly yun.
Mostly ganun.
Parang they're running after
OMG,
you.
OMG, what are you, Chico? 12 years old.
Hello, it's a very...
Tumatanda ka ng pabaliktad.
It's a very mature game.
Oh, so mature.
It's stressful. Alam mo yung decision-making processes mo.
Grabe.
Where do you put...
Grabe.
The hat shop.
Uh-uh.
Where do you put the strawberry pin.
Napakahirap for you. It teaches you how to work hard for something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tapos yung mga cupcake benches,
okay.
Saan mo ilalagay?
Sige.
They're benches uh-oh. Made of cupcakes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
At saka yung mga truffle lamp post.
Yes.
Where do you put them? Ang laki-laki ng city.
Stop.
Ng town.
Stop. Okay.
It's a very mature app, ha? Huwag niyo
medyo kasali yun, na ako sa team nila nung mga hindi. It's so manly, sabi ni Rene Boy.
Whatever.
Okay. What else do you have over there?
Ren Go Away says, ikaw yung judge sa mga beach resort.
Okay.
Pag may pangit, or pangit ang katawan, nalagay mo ng X sa noo.
Okay.
Red X.
Pwedeng malunod.
Ganun. And also, let's see here. Mad Matt Mark says, ikaw ang official inspector ng mga motel.
Oh, okay.
Yung mga secret customer, so lagi kang naka-check-in. And also, let's see here.
What else do you have?
Chenong says, ikaw ang taga-develop ng mga summer pictures sa mga resorts and beaches. Pero ikaw yung magdo-drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Ito-drawing mo lang. Yung nakatayo sila dyan, tapos dito-drawing mo.
So, pwede na pa-edit yun.
Mahirap pag-jump shot. Kasi pag-jump shot, pakiulit nga. Isa pa. Ganun. Masyado mataas.
Hold that. Okay.
Hold it. Tapos, Hot Dog Waffle says, the boner.
What?
The boner.
What?
The boner.
Ah?
Yung mga taga debone ka ng mga fish.
Ah.
The boner. Oh, what are you thinking?
The boner. The boner.
Yeah, the boner. Okay. You debone fish sa restaurant.
Oh, I would love the person who would take on that job.
Yes, the boner. Some Chinese restaurants, there's a deboner.
Ha, talaga?
Taga the bone sila.
Talaga? Yes, meron. Saan sila doon?
Yung mga waiter.
Ah, okay.
They can do that.
Lahat sila. Mm-hmm. The boners.
The boners. Kyle Ligayahan mo says, ikaw ang target practice ni Sheree Hill.
Ha?
Siyempre kailangan niya, yung pag-asinta niya ng sampal niya, nakatayo ka lang. Siya yung taga...
Tapos, ikaw yung babatuin ng water.
Oo, oh, ganun.
So, okay yun.
Nakatayo ka lang. Target
summer,
practice.
Magandang summer job yun kasi mainit.
Oo, oh, exactly. Diba? Refreshing yun pag sinabugan ka ng wine. Pero wine na, hindi tubig.
Ay, sorry. Wine. Okay. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. Red wine.
Look at that.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Cristiano Reynaldo says, pagkatapos ng 30-day abstinence, okay, ikaw ang supplier ng kaong sa halo-halo. Kaong.
Ah, kaong.
Mm-mm. Abstinence, kasi diba yung you did not eat
right
for 30
you
days.
You stay away from it.
So
yeah,
parang, wow, halo-halo, yeah, perfect.
Oh.
Sarap. Oh. Oh. And the top funny summer jobs comes from Ilad Villanueva, Madison Camille, and Rose.
Sorry.
Parang merong, I sense a theme.
What?
Na dun sa mga entries nila.
Oh, sige.
Ilad Villanueva says, ikaw ang taga mouth-to-mouth resuscitate kina Daniel Matsunaga, Sian Lim, at Rocco Nacino,
yeah,
pag nalunod sila.
Ano bang trabaho yan?
Pero sila lang, ha? Pag iba yung nalunod, sorry.
May ex yung mga
sorry. Madison Camille says, ikaw ang taga punas ng pawis ni Daniel Matsunaga using cotton buds. Pero pawis na pawis siya. Pero cotton buds lang talaga. You'll be busy dabbing.
Pwede ka ba trabaho yan?
Oo nga eh. Naunahan ka ni Madison.
Kasi lang hindi mo ko in-invite kung nandito siya eh.
Eh kasi nga eh.
Kasi
eh. Uunahan mo na ng cotton buds eh.
Pinalawa eh.
Tsaka minasahi ka eh. Anak ng anong klase kang kaibigan.
Anak ng nanay mo.
And Dwayne B says,
hi. Siya pa rin nagtatrabaho for me.
Tagalibag kay Daniel Matsunaga.
Tagalibag?
Tagalibag. Siya ang gagawa nun. Nagpresenta na siya. So,
oh,
sorry.
Sige, okay.
Si Dwayne Binan. Sa'yo
na yun.
Si Dwayne Binan.
Okay.
So, si Madison Camille ang tagapunas ng pawis, mm-mm, using cotton buds. Si Dwayne Binan tagalibag.
Okay.
Diba?
Well,
parang may theme eh.
Medyo.
Eh.
Parang...
May common denominator. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Hindi ko rin ma-figure
out. Pero meron silang
parang
common denominator.
Tema.
Meron eh.
Pero ang gusto ko dyan, ako yung mamasahihin, magtatrabaho for me si Daniel Matsunaga.
Ganon! Ganon!
Yun yung summer job niya, mamasahihin niya ako.
F.O.
Oh!
Friendship over! Can you imagine? No, ko talaga. Like, what if? What if?
What
he suddenly
if?
Goes, you know, I'm changing careers. I'm going to be a ano, massager.
Masseuse?
Diba?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Why
siguro,
not? I will support you all the way, Daniel.
Siguro yung next, ano niya, no, yung pag nagpapa-appointment ka, parang 2021. Yung next diba,
ganun,
open
yung sobrang in demand.
Ang haba nung yung pila.
Okay lang, right. Sige.
Diba?
Uh-oh.
The top 10 funny summer jobs. If you want to join us, just key in RX. Space your entries and you send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #FunnySummerJobs.
All right. So for now, let us give you a song. We're going to be coming back with another batch of commercials for you guys. Watch out for more of The Morning Rush in just a little bit. Keep on listening to The Morning Rush. You've got Chico and Sarah. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on 2299. We hope you guys are having a good morning so far. Thank you very much for joining the top 10. This time, a song that was requested via Twitter. Something from Jordan Sparks. This one is called Tattoo on Summer's Hot.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 3.
X93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. You know, I just noticed it.
What?
Like a couple of minutes ago.
That
this is the third straight news bit about a model.
Oh, okay, yeah, so we did.
Weird, because we had Kate Upton, right?
And then?
Second, we had Kate Moss.
They're both Kates, too.
Both Kate Spa. And the third is Miranda Kerr.
Oh, she's my favorite.
Oh, but it's not good news.
Oh, no.
It's a bit sad.
Change your news. Just
diba?
Kidding.
So can you imagine? Kate Upton, Kate Moss,
Miranda Kerr.
Mm-hmm. So according to industry insiders, the big news is Miranda Kerr is being let go as a Victoria's Secret angel. Multiple sources say the model's $1 million 3-year contract with a lingerie company has not been renewed. Us Weekly reports that Kerr, 30, has a difficult reputation, which is one of the reasons she is being ousted. Kerr is also reportedly not a big seller for Victoria's Secret compared to other angels such as Candace Swanepoel. I don't know how to pronounce this. And Alessandra Ambrosio.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently the other models sold
more
than when they were
the
face of right. Victoria's Secret and body. But not so much Miranda Kerr, which is weird because she's, for me at least, she's more popular than the
That's
the
right. She's all over the tabloids in the U.S.
And she is crazy sexy.
She's beautiful. I'm sorry. I have a huge girl crush on her.
I don't know why she wouldn't sell as much. Now, one source explained, quote, they can still use her for catalog
okay.
where she will get a day rate, but she doesn't have to be an angel to do that. In response to the rumors, Victoria's Secret Chief Marketing Officer Ed Razek told Us Magazine, or actually Us Weekly, we have no plans to stop working with her.
Okay.
He also said that Kerr has actually been invited to walk the 2013 runway show. Now, the model made headlines in March after she was spotted in Los Angeles wearing a neck brace following a minor car accident. She also shared a provocative topless photo on Instagram. Kerr is married to actor Orlando Bloom. Yuck, ang pangit na couple nito. And they have a two-year...
Sobrang hindi rin cute yung baby nila,
sobrang
grabe.
Sobrang...
My God.
Ew. And they have a two-year-old son together.
Sobrang di cute. Paki-Google lang.
Ako, kung makasalubong ko yan.
Grabe.
Bawal
sa beach yung mga yan.
Papangit nyo.
May mga ex sila sa forehead.
Diba?
Grabe. Kaya naman pala.
Diba? Orlando Bloom, Miranda Kerr. Yuck.
Ay. Oh,
grabe.
Ba yan?
Nabibitter rin. Alright, so. I mean, that's the news bit for today. Next hour, okay, we're breaking the whole supermodel thing.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about the very ugly Ryan Gosling.
Why?
Who says he used to play a popular kissing game with Britney Spears when they were young in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yuck, Britney, bakit? Justin Timberlake.
So they used to play spin
tapos
the bottle. Di ba kissing game yun?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kung kanino mapo-point ko niya, ako mag...
That explains a lot with what happened after Disney.
Kung kanyari ako magsispin ng bottle, tapos nag-point sa'yo.
Oh.
Oh, kailangan natin mag-kiss. Biglang nag-extra turn.
Oh.
Tapos kay Daniel Mat...
Ano ba yung mga choices na yan? Ryan Gosling, Daniel Matsunaga, Chico Garcia.
Ah, hello. No contest.
Grabe.
Diba?
Papakamatino lang ako.
Oh, diba? Oh, diba parang yung give me some sugar.
Sabay sugar talaga.
Give me some sugar. Oh,
literal, diba? Please give me some sugar. Saka I need
talaga,
help.
Ano yan? Lips to lips.
Oh.
Tsaka dapat gano'n na. When you say lips to lips, dapat nararamdaman mo yung lips.
Lips to lips.
Yun.
Pack a wrap.
Diba? Okay. Sarah!
What?
I still want to work with you tomorrow.
No, I said...
We have one more day to
spell
go.
Spell it.
Kaya nga. Fuck her up.
Yeah.
Fuck her up. Pero huwag ka mag-PPH defect. Okay, so...
Fuck her up.
Then, ano?
Fuck her up.
Oo nga. Oo, sige.
May PH lang konti.
There you go. So we'll give you...
I'll be back tomorrow.
The details.
Okay.
On the Ryan Gosling, Britney Spears kissing game next hour.
Okay.
For now, you're still on The Morning Rush with Chico and Sarah, only here on Summer's Hottest Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
Sobrang tubig.
It just makes me so happy. You know, okay.
Very relaxing. I'm starting to like it.
Actually, when I started playing this, okay, fine. Confession time.
What?
When I'm playing
really,
it, I'm actually imagining that I'm there. Inside Dragonvale. Like, I'm literally walking on the grass. I'm imagining myself smelling the newly cut grass. Tapos pag
and you can hear the birds chirping.
Diba? Okay. Tapos pag yung fire dragon, parang paglalapit na ako sa fire habitat, I could almost feel the heat na parang, it's a little hot, huh?
Yung tingin ko kay Chico medyo.
You're giving me this.
I was actually this close to saying, I don't like these kinds of games and I don't care for Dragonvale, but because of this, the music,
yeah.
I'm actually a little interested. But you went a little too far nung sinabi mo na tinamaan ka nung init.
You could feel the heat.
Grabe.
Tapos pag nasa ano ka naman, nasa...
Na-imagine mo bang nandun si Daniel Matsunaga? Kasama ka.
Ano, I missed that.
Parang, di ba, parang...
Hindi. Ganon ka powerful ang Dragon Veil. Wala
si Daniel,
Matsunaga.
Pero mainit pa rin.
Oo. Diba?
Hindi ko nag-get.
Kahit wala siya.
Ang labo. Basta nandun lang si Daniel Matsunaga.
Okay.
Okay na ako. Okay na ako. Hindi ko na kailangan ng dragon.
Hindi, mali ka naman eh.
Bakit? Yung
Daniel Matsunaga.
Sino?
Daniel Macho. Kasi machong macho.
Daniel Matsunaga. Macho talaga siya nung minasahin niya ako.
Di ba? So, the top 10 funny summer jobs. Thank you to Mimi Aster and Chenong for suggesting this. Let's start off with Keith Lenz.
Keith Lenz says,
ang job mo, taga-imbestiga ka kung sino nga ba talaga ang kasama at taga-picture ni Chico Garcia sa Maldives.
Maraming may gusto ng trabaho na yan.
Ganon.
Madami.
Ren Ren Go Away says, ikaw ang tagalapit sa mga taong nag quote-unquote, lovey-dovey sa beach.
Lovey-dovey.
At sasabihan mo
yung
na...
Yung pala kapos, term dun ngayon.
Kakalabitin mo sila at sabi mo, survey po.
Mahulang galang lang po.
Habang naglalambuchingan sila dun.
Wow!
What?
Wala. Lambuchingan.
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 Yeah. And in English, lambuch.
Lambuch.
Yeah.
Lambuch.
So, kunyari, lambuch. Okay. So, you go... Oh my gosh, you know, I saw my friend. He was making lambuch with his girlfriend.
And on the beach.
On the beach, they were making lambuch.
San galing estate yung friend mo niya? Bakit yun yung siya nagsalita?
Tsaka yung lambuch.
Oh, what?
Ano rin din yun eh? Officer.
What?
Nang tigash.
What?
Lambuch. Opposite ng tigash.
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 And Lambert and tigash.
And Butter Baby says, ang job mo for summer, ikaw yung taga-ihip ng banana boat.
Ha?
Ang banana boat.
Taga-ihip?
Yeah, taga-ihip.
So wala silang
diba, is it inflatable?
Banana, yeah.
Diba? It's like a giant balloon.
Yeah.
So parang, I mean, not naman balloon, but you know, it's like one of those, what do you call that? Yung mga floaters for the
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, it's like... It's longer than a balsa, I think. Or almost as long
is it?
As a balsa.
Wow, that's
almost
long.
As long. It's pretty long.
Do you know that I have never ridden on
a banana boat? What's
ever
wrong with you? Why?
In my life.
Why?
At saka yung flying fish.
Talaga?
I've never been on any of those.
How come?
I don't know. Kasi when we're in Boracay, we just don't think of that.
You don't do any of the water sports there?
Well, I've ridden the parasailing, but not in Boracay. Somewhere else.
I haven't even done that.
I've done that in Panang.
Oh, social.
Social.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, not in Boracay. Only in Panang.
Oh my God, it's so much cooler in Boracay where you have braids and henna kaya.
Diba? In Panang.
In Panang, it's just you and Manang.
Diba?
So many Manang.
Sorry, sorry.
Hey.
Loy Pogi says, yung bloke ng yelo, nakakaskasin, kakadkarin for halo-halo, sa likod mo nakapatong. So naka all fours ka, yung bloke ng yelo nasa likod mo, tapos dun kinakaskas.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh, pulmonya abot mo. Actually, yung read ko dun sa entry, yung bloke. Kasi B-L-O-K-E.
Yung bloke ng ice.
Because you know, Sarah, when I was in my like, Maldives, my barcada.
Yeah.
We're like all British.
Uh-huh.
So I got really like the accent
right.
of the British.
That is not an English accent. I'm so confused right now.
And also, Cristiano Ronaldo says, ikaw ang taga-tinda ng chicharong balat sa tabi ng yung Tuli Center.
Huh?
Yung... Hindi kasi diba parang
libre tule.
Kasi umiiyak sila. So
uh-oh.
Bigyan mo sila ng something nice like chicharon. That's the treat, diba? Para they don't feel so bad.
I like that.
The Bubbly Guy says, ikaw ang tagatahe
ng
mga napunit na parachute ng mga nagsaskydiving habang nalalaglag sila. So pag kunyari, as their sky plummeting
right
towards the earth.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, the parachute rips open. Naka-standby ka sa plane. You have to jump out right after that. Chase the falling guy and then sew the ripped part. Yun ang job.
Hero ka nun.
Hero na hero ka nun.
I love it.
And something similar also from the Pabili guy.
Okay.
Gasoline boy ka.
Gasoline boy.
Oo. Nang mga aeroplano.
Ha?
Habang nasa air. Yun.
Nasa yun.
Diba?
Bigla kang ano, dadating ka with your parachute.
Exactly.
Tapos gagasan
mo. Hindi na the parachute. What do you call those? Yung parang those like, it's like a...
Jetpack? Oh, no.
It's like one of those, you know, like what pilots wear, that one piece suit. Pero when you bring out the arms,
my wings.
And you can actually glide.
Uh-uh.
Have you seen those videos like for GoPro?
Yeah.
My gosh, amazing. OMGN says, ang job mo, ikaw ang magliligaw kay Dora the Explorer. Liligaw mo lang siya. Mad But Mark says, ikaw ang towel rack sa nude beach. Pero hindi mo pwede gamitin yung hands mo.
Huh? Paano yun?
Saan isasabit?
Oo.
Sa shoulders.
Kailangan medyo wide yung shoulders.
Oo. Tapos doon nila isasabit lahat ng towels nila.
Paano pag wala ng space sa shoulders?
Sa ulo mo. Ulo mo. Sa taas. Sa second floor, sa taas. Doon ka sa taas.
Kasi you're yung mga damit, the whole thing.
Tsaka yung mga showers, nasa taas. So doon ka sa taas.
Okay. So parang nakikita mo yung lahat kasi ang dami nila
Ang dami nila.
Para kita ka nilang lahat.
Yun. Okay. Diba? And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 funny summer jobs comes from Mr. Maria.
Okay. Mr. Maria says,
hinire ka as gay detector sa beach.
Okay.
Para malaman mo kung sino ang hunk.
Oh.
At kung sino ang...
Chunk. Ay, hindi.
Hunk sa... The difference between a hunk and a hunk sabe.
Hunk versus hunk sabe.
Oh. Alright, so the top 10 funny summer jobs. You know what to do. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag funny summer jobs.
Alright, this time we're giving you a song here on the show. Currently at number 8 on your wannabes list. Everyone's been asking me for a song from Before You Exit, so here you go. This is I Like That on Summer's Hottest Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Can we just say hi to somebody?
Let's say hello to Mr. Rocco Nacino. He's tuned in. What's up?
Yeah, at yung kanyang comment.
Alin, babasahin ko ba?
Sige, babasahin
mo. Sabi niya?
Yeah.
Okay, so he says, you're on the morning rush. Haha, Daniel Matsunaga na pala, ha, Chico. We're done. Break na tayo. Farewell there. Akala ko ako yung kausap niya.
Ako pala.
Aminin ko na. Akala ko Rocco ako eh. Ikaw pala.
Oo.
Okay.
Kaya kay Rocco, parang, Rocco lang. hindi ka naman ma-Rocco eh. Roko ko lang kita eh.
Roko ka talaga.
Hindi ka naman mabiro eh. Roko talaga.
Hello, good
Hello,
morning.
Hello, Rocco. Good morning. Thank you.
Can I just add what Rocco just texted me?
Yeah.
Sabi niya, celos na mi kay Sarah na ako. Nagagalit ako. Second choice ako.
Ay, nako.
Bakit ganito?
Alam mo.
Ano ba namang buhay ito?
Alam mo, Rocco, kung mahilig ka sa sloppy seconds.
Oh, Daniel, where are you? Grabe ah.
Grabe
talaga.
Ay, ano ba to?
Intayin mo ah. Intayin mo. Parating na yung paako dyan.
Sige.
Coming back in just a little bit. For now, we'll play you more songs. Here on The Morning Rush, you've got Chico and Sarah. Another hour and 6 minutes. It's not over yet. Sorry. Summer's Hottest, 73.1.
Okay, apologies to everybody who loves the song because I love this song.
I love this song. Again, but, T.I. and Farrell with the Robin Thicke.
I was just telling Sarah that it reminds me of Dayang Dayang.
Teka lang. Dayang. So, alam niyo naman yung sound na yun. Papirit na damirit.
Ito diba?
Okay na, ready ka na?
Dayang Dayang.
Okay, so I looked for it on YouTube and you guys be the judge if they do sound alike.
Ayun, natin naman yung ano yun. Tan, tan, tan.
Nakakainis. Password na doon sa papirit ng papirit.
Oo nga eh. That's...
Bird lines!
Ah,
di
ba? Pwede mong i-mash up eh.
Taka.
Oh my gosh, Glee should mash this
up.
Oh
my gosh.
Di ba?
Fresh out of the oven. Fresh out of the oven.
What's new this week?
Wala lang tayong pitch control eh. Oh, diba?
Pwede
hindi,
oh.
Kasi mabilis lang yung dayan. Ayan, tira mo. Papirit ng papirit.
Papirit ng papirit. Pirit ng pipirit.
Pirit ng pipirit.
Dayang, dayang.
Dayang, dayang.
Dayang, dayang. Dayang, dayang.
Diba?
Oh! Pwede,
I'm telling you, pwede yan.
Pwede.
Glee mashup.
Oh my gosh. I'm foreseeing this as the next big
thing. The next big thing. Ayan o.
Papirit ng papirit. Papirit ng papirit. spirit ng tingin. Ginagawa kong Tagalog.
Diba?
Dayang.
Oh, I'm telling ya.
Blurred lines.
Okay. Producers of the year.
Yeah! Oh. Jay-Z and Kanye.
Diba?
Kanye.
Oh my gosh.
Same name ni Kanye West.
Just go.
I like it. We'll work on that, okay?
Yes, we will.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna be pausing for a short break for now. Hi again to Rocco and hello to Odell Hernandez as well. We're gonna be giving you guys something in just a little bit, so just keep it locked in.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
La 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 la.
Monst Radio, RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. Thank you very much to Mimai Esther and Chenong for suggesting the
Thank
top
you.
10 funny summer jobs. All right, okay, let's start off with...
What do you have over there?
Richard Ferraro.
Okay, Richard Ferraro says...
Ang job mo, Becky alert sa mga gym shower. Pag-alert ka sa mga straight pag may parating na Becky.
Hindi lang sa gym shower, sa sauna.
Sa sauna.
I hear, yeah.
Camilo says, taga-tanggal ng wedgie sa beach. So, pag may naglalakad, tapos parang may wedgie, yung bathing suit.
Sometimes, though,
ihilahin mo lang.
You see it, eh, and you get I wanna...
Yung parang hindi ba uncomfortable yan?
Hindi mo na naramdaman.
Mash Plutonium says, taga-pintura ka ng bubungan ng Araneta Coliseum. Ganong, in the middle of the afternoon sun. Tapos ang gamit mo, yung sa, ano, sa nail polish.
Okay. Oh. Mas malala pala yun. Oh. I was thinking just, you know, the paintbrush for regular painting.
No, yung sa nail polish talaga. Tonya Marcopio says, ikaw ang taga, ano?
Ano?
Ikaw ang taga kagat ng tutong.
Ha?
Tutong.
Ng tutong.
Tutong, yung sa rice.
Nakanin.
Oo, nakanin.
Ay, sila ilalim.
Tutong, yeah. What else? Yung lalaman eh. Okay. Mrs. Bond says, ikaw ang tagatanggal ng muta ng mga pasyente na may sore eyes sa ospital.
Oh my gosh! Yung muta ba dahil may pinataka na yun ng breast milk?
Hopefully not. Rusty Clicker says, ikaw ang tagakahol sa mga trespassers sa compound. Kasi wala silang budget for aso. Huwag ka naman yung mga arf, arf.
Arf, arf.
Arf, arf. Arf, like arf.
Arf, arf,
arf, like arf.
Oh, arf, arf.
Mash Plutonium says, ikaw ang taga-plancha ng mga Becky para maging straight. What do you call that? Yung for the hair, yung para it's not kulot.
Curling iron. Oh, no, straightener.
Is that it?
Plancha.
Wala talagang term for
straightener.
It.
Straightener.
Pero yun, di ba? Yung parang too flat metal
flat
pieces
iron.
Na. Flat iron. Mm. Lee Min Pot says, scarecrow sa palayan.
Oh.
Ikaw yun. Nakatayo ka lang. Tsaka talaga hindi gumalaw, no? Ay, mas effective kung gumagalaw ka. And also, Dwayne B. says, ikaw ang taga-census ng mga langaw sa palengke.
Oh.
Bibilangin mo.
Workout yun, ha?
Mm-hmm. Actually. And also,
kabulin mo sila isa-isa.
Let's see here. Jeff Spotted says, ikaw ang taga-alog ng milkshake ng mga girls who bring boys to the yard. And it's better than yours. Also,
I like that one.
Diba? Jubeth Leasing says, ikaw yung traffic enforcer kapag tumatawid sina Gino Boy at Chico Garcia.
Kailangan nila talaga ng tulong.
Kailangan
dun,
eh. Yung taga...
In demand yung trabaho
nyo. Yung meron silang traffic sign
Grabe.
Na stop.
Oo.
Para walang...
Tapos meron nakaabang na agad na mga ano, na emergency. Ganun.
Diba?
Backup. May backup agad.
And Madison Camille says, ang job mo, paghiwalayin si crush at ang girlfriend mo.
Ah!
Yes, name your price. Patay. Patay tayo dyan. And also,
what else do you have?
The Pabili Guy says, ikaw ang tagalagay ng hangin sa mga na flat na gulong sa gasoline
station.
Pero taga-ihip lang. Whoa!
Wow, you gotta have a strong baga for that.
Diba?
Yeah.
Mr. Maria says...
Mr. Maria says...
Di ba merong ano, yung coffee cooler?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, imbis na hot coffee, it's uh-oh, actually ice. Ice diba? Coffee cooler.
Right, yeah.
Eh, what do you call pag tea?
Ano? Ano?
Anong tawag mo dun sa cooler na yun? Hindi ko rin alam eh.
So, ano ang hinahanap natin?
Kung coffee, coffee cooler. Coffee paano cooler. Pag tea?
So, tea... Ano ulit yun? Cooler.
Oo.
Ah, so, tea...
Ano?
Baka cooler.
Ayun. Baka yun nga. Baka yun.
Yun ba?
Siguro, siguro.
Tama naman ata.
And the top funny summer jobs comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
the only thing you'll do the entire summer.
What? What is it?
Taga-photobomb ng mga nagsiselfies.
Oh, wow! I would like to see that, diba? that person in action.
A selfie
bomber.
Photobomber.
Gusto ko yan.
Ang kaling.
Pwede yun.
Ang hirap. Pero medyo mahirap yun. Kasi when you're taking close a selfie, up, nakikita mo yung picture. So kung may nagpa-photobomb,
pero that's what makes it even more challenging. Kailangan makakapasok ka dun sa picture or at the right second.
Unless they are so self-absorbed.
That they don't
notice
everything.
They're just so enamored with what they look like that they don't see the photobomber.
Okay, I have a problem for you though. Kasi may mga mahilig mag-selfie na talagang mega close up. Yung kita mo yung pores nila.
Yeah.
Paano yun?
Walang
paano
space.
Mo ibabomb yun?
I don't know. That's the skill. At, hindi kasi alam mo, merong selfie taker na they're using the front cam.
Uh-huh.
Nakita mo.
Uh-oh.
And then meron yung mas magaling.
Yung mas maganda yung quality.
Mas maganda yung sa...
Yung sa back na camera.
Sa back
actual
camera, diba? Mm,
the actual camera.
So they can do that. Yun, madaling mag-photobomb. Uh-huh. Kasi hindi nila nakikita.
Uh-huh.
Pero meron magaling, ha? Kaya talaga nila yung back camera.
It's a skill.
It's a skill. If you want to join us for today, the top 10 funny summer jobs, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag funny summer jobs.
Chico, Delamar, Gino.
It's Chico. Rush.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush, part 4.
All right, this time we're giving you this.
All right, like we told you last hour, we've got news on Ryan Gosling and Britney Spears. While they were both young members of the Mickey Mouse Club, Ryan Gosling and Britney Spears played a popular childhood kissing game.
Oh, what?
In the 90s, the actor and singer hung out together on set and off the popular Disney variety show.
Mm-hmm.
And Gosling explained, quote, Britney was a sweetheart. She lived right above me, the girl next door, the little girl I used to play basketball and spin the bottle with. The two stars eventually lost touch with each other. And he said that sometimes you're at the same event, but it's like, I imagine what it's like to run into someone from elementary school. Now, looking back at his years with the show, Gosling isn't too surprised that fellow Mouseketeers such as Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake, and Britney Spears found success. He added, quote, it is remarkable, but it isn't in a way. Now you have the X Factor and all that stuff, but back then, it wasn't around. You give these kids an unparalleled work ethic, which is why you see the difference between NSYNC and those other bands, and between Britney and Christina and the other girls. Gosling stars in the new film, The Place Beyond the Pines. But you know what? I read somewhere that you really saw the difference between Christina and Britney as opposed to the
as
other Mouseketeers.
Oh, okay.
They were saying after, let's say, in between takes,
right,
the others would be playing. Britney and Christina would be in their separate corners practicing.
So they were stars.
They were like early workhorses.
On. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They would really be like practicing their dances, practicing their songs. Like they would not stop working.
Right.
While the other kids are already playing or napping, they're on their toes. They're really working hard.
So now it kind of makes sense why they are the ones who really made it.
Exactly.
In the business.
I mean, it paid off.
Right, it did.
Right?
Aww.
Wow. So there you go. That's the final news bit, at least as far as the morning rush is concerned.
Right.
You still got, of course, Francesca giving you more of the entertainment news bits. But for now, you are still on the final 30-minute stretch on the morning rush with Chico and Sarah, only here on Summer's Oddest Monster Radio RX93. Monts Radio, RX93.1. Ah, nice.
This is the life.
We've got the top 10 for today. Thank you very much to Chenong and Mimai Astor for suggesting the top 10 funny summer jobs. LS Dominique says, tour guide with
tour guide.
Extra service.
Huh?
Yung parang tour guide na siya.
Okay.
Tapos ano pa siya? Like,
ano?
Tagamasa, foot spa.
Ah, foot spa.
Pagod. Diba, ang ganda
kasi
combination.
That, I like that. Kasi, diba, syempre, you keep walking.
All day,
seeing
you're walking.
All the beautiful sights.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the day, sobrang pagod na ng paa mo.
Yun yung extra
They need
service.
Some loving.
Diba? Mm. That's a very, very nice
maganda
suggestion.
Extra service yun.
Oh. Ganda yun. And also, Kikuman Machine says, tagatakbo ka sa treadmill that generates electricity for an electric company para pumayat ka na, may pera ka pa, may kuryente pa yung isang barangay. All in one.
I am standing, right, giving you a standing ovation right now kung diba? Ito yung summer job mo. Grabe.
Cristiano Reynaldo says, bubble wrap summer edition.
Bubble wrap summer edition. Paano yun?
Tagaputok ng bulutong.
Oh my God!
Bulutong tubig.
Okay, talaga.
Yung mga may chicken pox, pa. Yung mga may ano. Hindi kasi diba summer uso yun?
Oh.
It really happens summer.
Really?
Yeah. And also, let's see here. I am Alex E. says, ikaw ang Brazilian waxer ni Madam Ori. Diba?
That is some kind of a job.
Hindi ka naman dapat namimili ah.
Hindi talaga.
Kahit sinong gusto magpa-Brazilian wax, dapat tayo.
Eh, sobrang suwerte mo pa si Madam Ori.
Diba? Celebrity pa.
Oo. This time... Usually kasi siya nakakakita ng future natin eh.
Oo. Siya nakakita mo yung past niya. Ay, nako.
Mami, help me.
Mami.
Chico. Si Chico eh.
Sobra. Ken Karot says, ikaw ang backup smoke machine sa disco.
Ha?
Yung di ba sa disco, sa clubs, di ba?
Okay.
May smoke machine, di ba? Pag nasira yun, ikaw ang backup.
Paano mo gagawin yun?
Ikaw ang Yossi. Pero nandun ka sa floor, ha? Floor level. Para may smoke machine.
Kailangan both sides. So, tatakbo ka from one side to the other side.
Exactly.
Para pantay.
Oh, by the way, Janine says hello to her office mates and carpool mates, Arnel Ferreras, Lara Bantilo, Rem Cleofas, and can I just say, a big happy birthday to Pink Shrink. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you!
From your loving husband, Dr. Radcliffe. And years ago, we actually hosted their wedding.
Oh, Bella, that's beautiful. Yeah.
So happy birthday, Pink Shrink!
Also, I don't know if Heckler Forever is still locked in.
Yes, hello,
hello to you. Good
Heckler
morning.
Forever. Good morning.
HF. Hi.
And also,
what else?
LS Dominique says, this will be interesting.
Okay.
Ikaw ang taga-compute na mga speed na mga sasakyang lumalagpas sa speed limit sa NLEX at SLEX.
Taga-compute.
Oo. Dito na mo lang.
Wala na yung ano.
Kasi wala nang, kasi diba, well, it's a little easier to go past the speed limit sa SLEX. Kasi
yeah.
NLEX, they're strict.
Right, right.
They're really strict. Grabe. And also, let's see here. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 funny summer jobs comes from Cristiano Reynaldo.
Cristiano Reynaldo says,
bituwing walang ningning summer episode. Sinampal ni Sherry Hill si Sharon sa seashore.
Sinampal ni Sherry Hill si Sharon.
You know
sa
what
seashore.
They called it?
What?
A beach slap.
A beach is
a beach slap.
Can you please give me the line from Temptation Temptation Island?
Ah, yung ano,
a
yeah.
Beach is...
Yung parang, where beaches?
Beach
around
bitches.
With fellow bitches.
Beaches. Kilala ko yung nagsabi
ay,
no.
Ay, nako. What?
Yung original.
Yeah. Really? Who?
As in this? The original.
Yeah.
From a
you know as in this Briones?
Yeah.
How?
Let's talk about it off air.
Oh my gosh! Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Oh my gosh, talaga.
Yeah, out with it. My ex is her son.
Yeah.
So she was once my tita.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, buti lang din niya ako sinabi ng ganun. A bitch with a bitch.
Diba?
A bitch has
with
no
other
plan
bitches. All right, so the top 10 funny summer jobs, one final batch. So if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag funny summer jobs.
All right, I hope no one who knows me is tuned in right now. I just revealed that on air. All right. right. Ito pa naman yung kanta na pa-play ko. Pas-meet muna tayo, guys, here on the show. This time, giving you something from Train. This is called Marry Me. Aww. You're locked into Summer's Hottest Monster Radio RX 93.1. This is The Morning Rush. You've got Chico and Sarah.
Okay, Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the final top 10 for today.
Yep.
All right. Okay, we've got our top 10 funny summer jobs. Thank you to me, my Aster, and Chenong for suggesting this. Oh, can we just invite everybody to join Photo App X Pro?
Hmm.
Okay, that's, you know, the theme for this for today.
Okay.
Courtesy of Jedi Master Oscar De La Hopia and Dao Mingsa. So you might want to check it out. And here we go. The top 10 funny summer jobs. Chupon 85 says, ako ang taga-measure ng mga paa ng basketball player para sa kanilang shoes.
Ah.
Kasi importante malaman yung size ng paa nila eh.
Bakit?
Diba? How can you get them shoes important. Kung hindi mo alam yung size?
Diba? So, siya yung taga-measure.
Taga-measure.
Ng paa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also, we also have, let's see,
Professional paa measurer.
Jack says, ako ang taga-punas ng pawis ng mga chuper.
Mga chuper.
Mm-mm, super. Like chauffeurs.
Yeah.
Drivers.
Yeah, jeeves.
Yes, exactly. Jack says, ako ang tagalagay ng lotion sa mabubuhok na dibdib. Very graphic.
Okay, that's your thing. All right then.
Bababa Bambin says, ako ang tagatahi ng mga nabutas na trunks sa beach.
Ano not? Tagatahi?
Tagatahi. Kunyari, meron mga naka-trunks. Yeah. Tapos biglang yes. Nagbe-beach volleyball. Tapos biglang, rip! Ikaw yung tagatahi. Tapos yung, huwag mo na tanggalin. Yep. Ako na magtatahi.
What a job. What a job. Guy. What a girl. Whatever.
Camila says, since this summer season is also election campaign season, ikaw ang tagasigaw ng, kapag nangangako na ang mga politiko.
Like that.
Diba? That's actually nice.
Parang gusto ko rin summer job
yun. I am Kiddo 08 says, tagahanap ka ng mga nakatagong feelings.
Nakahanap ka?
Tagahanap ka ng mga nakatagong feelings.
Have you seen the new movie of John Lloyd and Sarah?
No.
It's such a funny line. Someone starts to say, taguan tayo? Taguan tayo ng feelings?
Nox.
In the middle of a situation where you know people are
hiding their feelings.
These two people are doing everything to hide their feelings.
Meow RF says, ikaw ang tagabilang ng mga fake pecs.
Huh?
Fake na pecs.
Huh?
Pectoral muscles.
Ah, okay.
Sa mga costume party.
Mga fake na pecs. Sa costume party.
That's what you call pectoral muscles. Eh. Yun yung,
so
faux pecs.
Yeah.
Kasi they're fake.
Yeah.
Dren Fran says, you have to check if the pan is still working.
Okay.
Sometimes your pan is dried up. Eh.
Yeah.
Diba? So, kailangan gusto mo, sumusulat pa rin. You need to know. FYI, my pan is still working. Dren Fran says,
nothing.
It is.
Okay.
Dren Fran says, tagahuli ka ng mga Becky na nakatambay sa gym at nag-aabang ng mga machong nakasando dahil init at pawis.
Grabe. Yung job description mo, medyo
exactly. Wow. I am Alex E. says, taga-detect ka ng mga ginajabar na jejemon na kahit gano'ng kainit, naka-varsity jacket pa rin.
You know, we were talking about this last night on Wild and Wicked.
Really?
Sobrang init kasi, diba? So this is the time. Piece of advice lang for everyone who's tuned in. Stay away from your light gray t-shirts. Please.
Yeah. Please. Sobrang obvious.
Sobra talaga.
Sobrang obvious.
It is a basketball to the highest level.
I know.
Yeah.
Jagger G says, ikaw ang tagasaway sa mga batang maiingay na nagdodota sa mga computer shop.
Tagabatok.
Tagabatok. Ingay nyo. Guapo Dao 21 says, spotter ka ng mga guapo sa gym. Guapo lang. For the others ba, laki sa bulong nyo. And the top funny summer job comes from Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo says,
siya ang magiging coach. Magtatatag siya ng soccer league, football league.
Okay.
Sa Dakar.
Ha?
Yung resort, beach resort, di ba?
Dakar.
Oo. So, tatawagin niya yung sport na dakak na soccer. Diba? Kasi soccer yung tuturo niya eh. Diba? S-O-C-C-E-R. Oh,
soccer. Yun soccer.
Oh,
no, yun may spelling ng soccer.
Kaya nga. Oh. So, since it's in dakak, okay. Diba parang kunyari, Boracay soccer.
Uh-oh.
Eh, di pwede rin...
Summer experience extravaganza. Paano ulit?
Yung sinabi mo, that's it. Summer extravaganza.
Pero kailangan kasama yung location. So, can you just complete it?
Dakak. Summer extravaganza soccer. Ayun. There you go.
Ita with mom!
Ita with nating Mami! Lahat! Mami.
Okay. Tawiran 2013.
Exactly. So, there you go. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks to everyone who joined
us. Thank you, thank you. And we'll do this again tomorrow.
Yes, we will. Oh, okay. Speaking of dakak. Tomorrow, it will be the CAC show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so tune in.
Andre will be joining
us. Yeah, and he's also going to be in braids and he's going to have a henna tattoo
yes.
on. And short shorts.
Na denim.
Na denim na...
Na frayed at na, the edges.
Fringy, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So thank you guys for joining us and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Yes, we will. Enjoy the rest of your day. For now, though, we're giving you...